You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Welcome back, my friend. This is the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's a hell of a name for a radio program, isn't it? Take No Prisoners. I have a friend who put an email account together that he calls Take No Prisoners, K-N-O-W. I think he's trying to poke a little fun at me. But I guess we're the only product of its kind on the planet, from what I've heard. And I want to thank Dave for calling in. Dave stands up as a good example here of some of the things we might be able to do and some of the things we might want to think twice about. You know, you don't have to be embarrassed about backing down if you're not ready for something, or even if circumstances aren't right at the time. We've all done it. I've done it. I've been in situations where the timing is terrible, and I say, you know, let's put that to bed, get it out of the way quickly, because I've got bigger fish to fry and something else is in the fire and I don't want to get distracted from it. It happens. Don't beat yourself up over it. Don't lose a lot of sleep over it. You do the best you can at any particular time, and the right time will come for the right situation, and you will realize that your whole life has led up to that point when it's really important. It's not always a matter of courage. Sometimes it's a matter of consideration for those around you and those who depend on you and those you care about. Sometimes the circumstances that we've created don't lend themselves to entering battle at the time. So don't beat yourself up, folks. Just turn the other cheek, move on, always learn a lesson from the situation. And sometimes the only lesson to learn is that your timing needs to be a little better in the future, and that you can't control everything in life, right? The Lord's the only one who's in control of everything, so you do the best you can. Your time will come. All of our time will come. Let's see what else. You know, Dave, I have a bone to pick with you now that you've hung up. You've caused me a lot of work, young fellow, because now I have to go back and write a package that we're going to call a 3-day offer of immunity followed by a warrant for arrest, and I have to get it done in time. I'll have it done very quickly, but that means this is going to be enforcement strategy number 4, and that means all of those that are numbered higher, I have to go in and renumber all of them, and that's just no fun. But that's the way new technology erupts, folks, and you shouldn't rely upon me to do it. You've got 150 hours of programs you can listen to. It's within our capability to mimic and learn and take on the personality and the temperament of others around us and live in that temperament for a brief period of time and get our mind thinking in that fashion. That's what I did with me. I emulated all of my mentors. I remember one time I could talk just like Erwin Schiff. I could sound just like him and talk to an IRS agent the way Erwin did. Thank goodness I didn't, but I find that very helpful, and then that's how we create new technology, by thinking like those who taught us. That music means we're headed to a break. We'll be back. We're going to go to the phones again, and we'll be getting to Karen in Utah, so don't go away, folks.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Welcome back, folks. Look, it really isn't that difficult to create new technology, because new technology is nothing more than a hybrid of the technology and information you already have in your head. So if you're operating on dogma instead of reflex, then it's important to try and move that to the next level by creative thinking. So if you have a process that's in front of you, what would happen if you did the process directly in the courtroom, or sat there and put something directly into the case, or if you decided to combine a political approach and a subpoena? The sky's the limit. You have so many ingredients here that it would be impossible to really put a limit on the number of ideas you could come up with. They're limited only by your creativity and willingness to really understand what you're doing. Karen, oh, by the way, before we go to Karen, folks, we have a couple of open phone lines, so this is the opportunity. If you've been looking to call into the program, we'd love to have you do that, and especially if you have an interesting case, we'd love to get into it. Hello, Karen in Utah. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Sam. How are you tonight?
I'm very good. How are you, Karen?
Good. Appreciate
what part of Utah are you in?
Middle Utah, right square in the middle almost.
Is that anywhere near Salt Lake City?
That would be real close, about an hour away in the Logan Valley.
You ever bump into Robert Redford?
Not personally, just know of him and know of the Sundance facility and everything.
Yeah, he has a very good reputation out there.
Good man, does a lot of neat things.
Yeah, he does. Very creative. There's a guy who thinks out of the box. He was an actor who decided that he didn't want to rest on vanity and decided to age relatively naturally, other than his most recent facelift, and pursue his passion. You have to admire that. So, Karen, what's up?
Lately, I seem to be crossing paths with a number of people who are in varying stages of IRS situations, inclusive even of my own brother, who's created about an $80,000 liability this year doing something that was unknowing. But as I've studied your materials and those of Winston Shrout, and I really resonate with both of your theories of don't become combative, don't try to get into argumentative situations, I wanted to ask your view that it really seems like one of the most productive things with the IRS is to accept the for value the levies or charges or interest or whatever the case may be and issue a bond.
Yeah, now what kind of bond are you talking about?
Well, and that's a piece that I'm not totally sure of. I would say it would have to be based upon the birth certificate bond or backed by the birth certificate bond. But for most cases, isn't it better to just go in and say, I want to settle this with you?
Well, that has been tried, and some people have succeeded. One case is fairly famous because it was interviewed on another he was interviewed on another program. Not everyone is aware that settlement was rescinded within a few weeks after.
Oh.
So it really is case by case. But I'll tell you, overall, we've seen an awful lot of success. Karen, I could not begin to estimate the number of liens that I have seen eliminated or reduced based upon all sorts of good technology. I've seen it done with bonded promissory notes. I've seen it done with Hendrickson-type tax returns where amounts are zeroed based upon the fact that it's not income to the taxpayer. I've seen it done using ZYA technology. I've seen mass reductions and eliminations of levies, you know, where a dozen of them disappear at once, and yet one is left. And in all this time, I haven't seen enough of a pattern to say, well, this one thing will work in the shortest period of time.
Okay.
So it often comes down to using a method and then sticking with it, excuse me, and if necessary, the enforcement strategies.
Okay.
We are seeing a number of developments on the ZYA front that suggest to me that I was correct in my belief, and other people correct in their belief, that there's a great deal of potential there to settle things and to enact a return of funds to the source.
Okay.
We're seeing success in some cases simply converting their items into money orders, their presentments into money orders. And let me caution everybody that when you do that and you return a packet to them, it must include everything.
Must all include copies and everything, right?
Yes, especially that. See, but that's not a photocopy. That's printed off the same computer that printed the so-called original. Neither one's an original. They're just a computer printout which has the name of that agency on it. That's all it is. It's a piece of paper offering to contract, offering to create or expand funds under public policy. So more and more we're seeing just a make payable to Treasury and attachment to appropriate 1099 OID technology and some variations on that. I'm still using quite a bit of 1099C technology as well, which I've reviewed on previous programs, I'm sure, at least a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that was just done, was it today, yesterday? I can't even track it, but basically, if you do this, then I will provide you with another instrument, and if you fail to honor that, I will forgive the entire liability, and here's a copy of the 1099-C in advance for you to see how that would work. Why don't you show that to your accountant, because he'll understand that that's taxable income. So we're seeing lots of successes along the way, and then occasionally we see a completely intransigent situation. I just had dinner with a fellow who was telling me about his cases, and he zeroed out a number of 1099s and sent them in, and did some promissory notes and some other things, and almost all his liens were lifted, I think except one, but then there's a contempt hearing coming up for a year for not providing records where the matter was settled, and he has a release of lien. So he's been very successful doing that, and he pointed out that he sent his materials in to a Treasury Department office in Andover. And I know of others who have done that as well. But I have seen other people send materials all over the country, and it winds up back on the desk of the local agent who says, I'm simply not going to honor it. Now, what happens when you encounter a rogue agent who will not obey the tenets of public policy? And certainly, he's their best defense because he's protecting the agency from having to refund monies. And as long as he's willing to, by his ignorance, accept the liability, they let him keep progressing. So we have strategies for addressing agents like that. And I've said this to many people, that they need to put that agent, of course you want to liquidate behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But that can take some time. And we have a letter that we'll be introducing at the seminar in which we send a letter to the agent and we say, to the best of my knowledge, I wasn't aware that agents are immune to Title 26 as yet. So, by the way, here is a copy of the 1099 naming you in your personal capacity. And, by the way, here's a copy of the one we sent in to the state as well. For your state liability, or if it's a state agent, to the federal government. Let's see you control the other agency. So that means that they face a big problem because someone's going to be coming for them. Now, that's been done to enough agents who have not gone to TIGTA or to CID and made criminal complaints that you pretty much know you're doing the right thing. Because if you said to an agent, well, here's a 1099 OID on your personal tax liability on that instrument, if that agent had one shred of evidence that the instrument was no good, they'd arrest you the very next day for filing a false instrument, for counterfeiting, for threatening an agent filing a false tax document, and I have seen none of that. So that just leads me to conclude, for right or wrong, and these are just the observations of one man, that our negotiable instrument is every bit as good as one issued by anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Promise to pay. There are no restrictions on it. Even if it wasn't consistent with a UCC criteria, so what? But it is. Excuse me. And so now you have someone who's sitting on it, and we have the notary's confession that was sitting on it, so here comes the revised 1099 OID.
Beautiful.
And in fact, if someone from TIGTA or someone else came forth, you'd look at them, and if any of you have faced hearings like that, I wouldn't suggest what you should do, but if it was me, I'd look at them and I would say, excuse me, are we facing anarchy here? The instrument has been tendered. A public official has put his stamp on the certification that the funds were misappropriated. It's been filed in a county. We've given notice of criminal activity to CID, and they've done nothing. Now, what the heck are you going to do about it, or are you going to go along with this fraud and just have insurrection everywhere throughout our country? That would be my approach. Anyway, stick with us, please, Karen.
Thank you.
We'll come back after this short break. Don't go away. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kelly.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking to Karen in Utah. You know, Karen, you made a good point earlier, which was, and sometimes I forget it myself, but which was that we don't seek conflict with these people. We seek peaceful coexistence. We accept it's all business. That famous line from The Godfather. It's not personal, Sonny. It's business. And it is about business. And it's about maintaining an honorable stance in a creditor position in business. Now,
years ago, Sam, I had a friend tell me that whenever he went into court, he very first attempted to get the other attorney mad, because if he could get the other attorney mad and out of control, he had him beat.
Well, that certainly is a strategy in war.
And so I don't think that that's a good thing for us to try to do, is get ourselves in a defensive position and have anger going between whoever we're dealing with and ourselves.
Yes, well, we shouldn't be even in that venue, actually.
Yep.
Although it's hard not to be if you have bank accounts and you have credit cards and you have life insurance policies and the like. It's very hard to make the argument that you're not participating in that jurisdiction, in that commercial admiralty venue, as opposed to living your life in the common law equity sense. Yeah. So that's why people have problems trying to maintain a sovereign status and yet enjoying some of the perks of the United States federal corporation. But there really isn't a limit to the avenues that are available to us to deal with many of these tax issues, and it is a matter of paying the liability, no matter what it is, using their own methodology and then requesting a return of the funds. Now, if the latest scourge of letters coming out of the CP-22s or other letters that are, I think, a 3176, as I recall, with some of the veiled threats about frivolous things. But remember, an organization like IRS doesn't threaten unless it doesn't have what it takes to do. Because if they could do it, they would. They're in the business of doing. They're like Nike. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when those come in, what we are doing is standing on our commercial affidavits. And that's basically what we're telling them by letter, and I'll be bringing that package with us as well. We are standing on the affidavits in your possession, and I'm standing on the Form 56. Now, please go ahead and settle this matter and cook those books the way they're supposed to, and adjust the accounts and get rid of all of the individual master file entries and liabilities that have been attributed. You have all that authority. And so all we're doing now really is using their paper to do it instead of some of the paperwork we used to do in the past, which they just wouldn't accede to, because these are, there is no higher God. There is no greater pagan icon than process and procedure in the world of the commercial admiralty pagan lords. That's it. That's all they care about is procedure. So we've gotten a little better at using that procedure to make the point of who we are in our sovereign status capacity. It's amazing, you know, Karen, it's amazing that anything at all works, considering the mass delusion and mass amnesia that has been in effect for, what, 70, 80 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing to me that since very few people have any cultural memory about where this country is really at, that anything we do works.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have enjoyed such wild success and expansion of our community in the last year and a half. I mean, there have been casualties along the way, no doubt about it. And there will continue to be casualties. That's the nature of this business. You know, just like in The Godfather, you're not a member of that community unless you're a soldier and prepared to take some hits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are. We're soldiers in a war for peace. That's all we ask, is allow us to bring the word of the Lord in a little bit into your life, or at least tolerate us operating under the word of the Lord. The law is very explicit. He laid it out for us. There's no question about the authority. There's no question about the intention. It doesn't take 100,000 books in a law library to convince us what is right from wrong. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And that's one of our inalienable rights, our freedom of religion, in theory.
Yes, well, I prefer not to think of it as religion.
Spirituality.
Freedom to worship.
Yep.
And he said in the book of Matthew, I think it was chapter 7, verse 11 or 12, that all things, therefore, whatever you may will that men may be doing to you, so also do to them. In other words, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Mm-hmm.
That one law is all you really need to get through life, and then, of course, have no other gods before me. That's the big problem there. Everybody's praying to all these weapons of intimidation. In fact, Karen, stick with me. Then we're going to go to another caller, but it's something I'd like to cover when we come back after this break. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net. Mm.
And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder, if you'd be interested in attending a future retreat, then please send an email, which doesn't have to have any writing in it, just a simple subject line that says, "Please send application" or "interested in retreat," and please send that email to the following email address: the next retreat at hush.com. Don't send it anywhere else. It won't get tended to, with apologies. But if you send it to that one, then an application will be sent out the final week in April or the first week in May. Anyway, Karen, we were talking about a number of things, but I would like to mention that when you're standing on those documents, there's no end to the things you can do. You can also include affidavits and other items which might have ones that you could even combine sovereign technology. You could have your great seal writing in as creditor and providing instructions that you wish the taxpayers' forms to be appropriately weighed. The days when we really fear that organization have, for most people in the movement, have come to an end. It's just a matter of figuring out the process that one is needed to be able to have them working on your behalf.
Okay.
And as I said, you can't imagine the number of liens and levies and things that have disappeared over the last couple of years from the procedures we're doing. And not just my procedures, some of the Hendrickson stuff and the ZYA procedures, whatever works, I'm fine with personally. It's not a matter of where it originated, but it certainly is about the results that people are getting. Karen, while you're on the phone, before we go to the next call, I just want to read you something briefly. This has to do with where we were in conversation before the call.
Okay.
This is from some people out there know that I have a fair amount of experience with abatement, which is where we truly are divorced from commerce and we establish a court. Traditionally, abatement was a court of the Messiah, and we were his bond servants. And if we were to do that today, it would probably be a court of the Lord instead of continuing to function within the secular world of these pagan idolaters who worship these symbols and these idols that they use to intimidate you and separate you from your Lord. And so we used to have a notice of coverture that we put on the door to facilities, but now we're posting signs on posts. And the latest one to evolve is something called public notice state border policy. And it has to do with being on the land of the county. And then it has a picture of the state flag. And then it says, all contraband shall be vacated here. There existing no deed, power of attorney, lien, or implied right of egress or eminent domain on this sacred land. By order of the magistrate, all visitors are required to check the following contraband and false pagan idols. Probably could take the word false out. It's self-explanatory. In the approved container. And here's the list. Number one, all weapons, implements of violence, firearms, non-agricultural, sharpened steel, clubs, striking devices, noxious gas, and electric torture devices. Number two, all false idols, badges, tattoos, and other symbols of pagan ritual and de facto delusion. Any such implement which cannot be removed shall be under strict cover at all times to avoid disturbing the peace. Number three, all symbols of cowardice, shields, hoods, shackles, vests, riot gear, and masks. Number four, all fictitious commercial paper, deeds, negotiable and UCC instruments, bonds, insurance policies, certificates, licenses, registrations, de facto identification, and Federal Reserve notes. Gold and silver is permitted. Number five, all clandestine commercial paper, complaints, summonses, warrants, citations, subpoenas, informations, true bills, indictments, or other private bar association mirages which lack a proper de jure county judicial seal, the lawful name of a living man, and a sacred affidavit citing an injured party and bearing the great seals of at least two living men in testimony at full liability in the presence of Yahweh to having witnessed the purported crime. Number six, all defective paper, and that's from the original abatements, where their paper is defective because it includes symbols and words that mean nothing. Fictions mean nothing in the real world. All defective paper which purports living status to a counterfeit fictional name or bears the name of a fiction of limited liability, de facto institution, or other corporate designation such as state of, county of, city of, town of, village of, department of. All such items being unreasonable, unconscionable, and repugnant to the high office of man, child of Yahweh. Any contraband found or displayed on the land will be confiscated and the holder will be arrested, subjected to body search, and deported or held for trial. The display of any pagan symbol or attempt to impose a false idol on any dweller on this land is a capital crime. And then below that it says, it is so ordered, filed with the clerk of the court, and recorded in the de jure public record of whatever county, the nation, whatever the state is, this particular day of whatever month it is, in the year of our Lord. Now, some are saying the year of our Lord is 6010, but I think the easiest way to do something like that is just to use the Hebrew calendar translators on the web and go with that year and then translate it into the Gregorian calendar, our present calendar, and then put a comma and the initials NS, which basically refers to the newer version of the Gregorian calendar that's in common use today. And then it's signed by the magistrate of the court. The only reason I brought that up is basically to make the point that it's not enough just to have an email address that one is sovereign, but one really needs to believe it and live it. And the real essence of that is, I think, explained by the flag at the top of the pole that this is mounted on, and also at the top of the notice. And the flag displays the Ten Commandments. And that is the law. And if we stay true to that law and treat our brothers honorably when we're in their house, and post the rules of the land, which is another sign we have, when they enter our house, then everybody should get along just fine. So anyway, Karen, I don't know if that answers any questions or if you even had any questions, but thank you for calling in.
Thank you, and I appreciate you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. It's nice of you to say that. Thanks
a lot.
Have
a nice evening.
Have a nice evening. Antonio in Maryland, I think.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today, Sam?
Oh, very well, Antonio. How are you?
Oh, couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Well, then again, I guess I could.
So what can we do for you, Antonio?
Well, I wanted to know if you got my email that I sent you last week as a follow-up to last week's broadcast.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I go through hundreds of emails every week.
Well, I stumbled upon something very beautiful. Dealing with the bonds that we arrest as far as the government pretenders are concerned. One way to help find their bond status would be to go through Dun & Bradstreet.
Yes, that's very popular nowadays, isn't it?
Right, because everything that they have for them are on Dun & Bradstreet. A fellow student of mine, I don't want to use that terminology, associate of mine here in Maryland, he was looking for government officials here in Maryland and giving a runaround, and I've helped him point him in the right direction. And much to our amazement, we found, especially dealing with the comptroller here in Maryland, that a lot of those bonds are kept at the Court of Appeals rather than in the Secretary of State's office, where we think they're supposed to be held.
Well, that's not uncommon. The same is true in New York. It's not the Appeals Division, as I recall. It may be the Appellate Division, but it was an upper division of the court where the oaths as well as the notice of the bond is held.
Right. Yeah. So, like I said, once again, just to, when we're looking for these things, everybody has that little trailer number. And like I said, I just happened to stumble upon it through an associate of mine's that a lot of these things we can find fairly easy. If we know the judge, we know the sheriff, we know the prosecutor, we go to the Dun & Bradstreet, and like anybody else's rating, you can find just about anything in particular that you need.
All right. Well, why don't you tell the people how you do that? They'd be interested to hear that. You sign on to www.dunandbradstreet?
Primarily, and then you're going to look for their entities through their courts. And then through the court itself, it will list the officials in that court. For the most part, it also helped find their bonds through it, because when we attack them as they attack us through the credit reporting agency, well, they're hit the same way. And when we go as far as doing, let's say, an affidavit of probable cause against an official with a pending criminal complaint, well, that flags, and that immediately goes to Dun & Bradstreet.
And you've been running printouts on the officials?
No, I was, like I said, once again, assisting someone in trying to find these officials, because as we know, we really don't want to attack them unless, you know, the ducks are really in a row. And as I was trying to tell this gentleman, but then, like I said, as he found through the Court of Appeal, he found the Comptroller of Maryland's hazard bond, and I told him, well, that would be the next step, would be to do the affidavit of probable cause. We have the instruments to which we want. Once we latch on to those, well, technically, that is supposed to suspend that bond, which basically puts them out of business until such time as they refute the affidavit or they come to a show cause hearing.
And who are you delivering that affidavit to?
Well, whatever court the official may be in, you don't want to go to their courthouse. You go to the neighboring courthouse so that that sheriff or the bailsman will go to the other courthouse to serve it.
Yeah.
If you go directly to their courthouse, well, of course, their their bodies are not going to want to serve it. They'll tell you, well, you can't serve this, as I have been told. I went to take out a warrant on a
Well, let me suggest that have you ever considered swearing out a warrant for the arrest of that bond and attaching your affidavit to that and attaching a copy of the bond or the notice of the existence of the bond to that and then serving that on certain select public officials?
Me personally, no. I haven't had to go that far. And I mean, I've heard you state it before. I haven't had to go that far.
No, I'm not suggesting that, but I am suggesting, and you know, having this program is sort of like having a public spanking every week, because we're all along for the ride, and you folks get to see my changes in thought process and my growth and other experiences come to bear as well, because certainly what I talk about today is different than what I talked about a year ago and will be different a year from now as well. But it is my feeling that by ordering what we want from an appropriate authority and jurisdiction, we take the discretion right out of it and we make things happen. And I can tell you this, we've seen things happen. Remarkable things have happened. And often with, excuse me, with much less rancor. So a lot of people have said the same thing that you just said, and they, because it is a new concept to them, they think of it as, ooh, an escalation. I'm not sure I can go there. It's actually a lot easier and simpler.
Right.
And anybody who wants a taste of that, go rent or buy a copy of that wonderful Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall movie, Open Range. And
talked about that last week.
Fast forward ahead to that scene in the luncheonette towards the middle of the movie where they turn around. It has more tension in it than probably any scene you can imagine. That isn't just ripping with violence. And he just points the rifle sort of in the marshal's direction and says, and we got a warrant for your arrest, Marshal, and it wasn't sworn out by any tin star and his rancher boss, but it was sworn out by us, in other words, by living men, based upon the affidavit of that boy's head being beaten in and lying over a docks, and we intend to serve it. The writers of that movie, and I don't mean to sound like Jack Smith here, but, and I was a writer, and my stuff was being hawked in Hollywood, and I know something about Hollywood, and they're not an enlightened bunch. They're just a bunch. But that writer, Western writers are different. I was trained by a Western writer. In fact, his name was Bill Knott, one of the greatest writers that the planet's ever had, and he wrote under a bunch of different pseudonyms, but he wrote a book called The Craft of Fiction, the best written book I've ever read, word for word, clean as can be. And I'm blessed to have known him. Western writers, which I know something about, they do quite a bit of research. They know that venue. You know, it's not that hard a period of history to research. It's not like going back to the 1300s and trying to discover how many times the Pope proclaimed himself owner of the world. And that's pretty accurate, that they wrote out a warrant, and that was it. I was involved in a case this past week where a guy working on behalf of a bank wrote out a writ of replevin. Who wrote it out? He did. He wrote out a writ. And we're the ones, Antonio, who should be writing out the writs and the orders and the warrants. And you're going to see a lot more of that. Even if I get killed tomorrow morning, we've said enough about it on the program that people know how to run with it. So, Antonio, stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment for a couple of minutes to wrap up the program. Don't go away. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, welcome back, my friend. Justin Finder, the next retreat at hush.com is the email address. If you'd like to send an inquiry to receive an application come the end of April, beginning of May, for a law merchant leadership retreat that's probably going to be held either in late June or mid-July. And we'll let you know the details on that probably by next week or by email sometime this week. Anyway, Antonio.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for that information. How'd you like to do some homework and do a little Dun & Bradstreet, draw up a little Dun & Bradstreet protocol. How do you sign on? What does it cost? A quick little thing like that, and bring it to the program next week.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that, because that, all of that is basically in the email that I sent you to, I think I sent it to Restore America.
I don't recall that email, but it's possible I missed it. I'll tell you, I have not been as conscientious as I should. I am just working so hard to get ready. I'm mostly in seclusion, and emails are being triaged by people I trust. So if I didn't see it, my apologies, Antonio. But, why don't you call in next week, beginning of the program, and my apologies if we keep you on hold a little bit, and then we can review that on air. That would be wonderful technology to share with people.
Right. And I stumbled upon another thing last weekend in doing my 1099s, and I don't know if you've ever talked about it before. I was going to do the 1099 on a car dealer for where I paid outright
cash.
I love doing them. Yeah. Well, someone has suggested I do a 1099 OID. I said, well, no, it wouldn't be a 1099 OID because I paid outright cash. There was no usury involved. So I said I would look at that as being a barter. And that was how I proceeded. Well, I happened to be talking to a friend of mine who I'm helping by way of extraction and helping her get back property from when she was kidnapped. And she was
using...
She was using Gene Keating's movement, and she tried a Cupid's bond. And much to my surprise, on a 1099B, is a spot for the Cupid's number.
Yeah.
And I told her rather than use her social security number would be to go to Michigan, find out what's the regional court for the Michigan, and find out from them how they package their bonds per court per date, and then find out whatever date that she was convicted and see if she could find a Cupid's number that way, and then do the 1099B for the process that she tried to do.
Well, let us know how that works out. I've only got a couple of seconds to wrap up, so.
All right.
I thank you for that information, but I tell you this, the fact that you paid cash has nothing to do with the 1099 OID, because you paid cash, but you paid twice. You already paid for whatever it is that was being bartered. Now you paid a second time, in my opinion, and if it was me, I would be using a 1099 OID on the full amount, regardless of whether the transaction was by cash, check, negotiable instrument. And what is cash? Cash is a note, just another negotiable instrument, backed only by the credit that you already placed on deposit through your progenitors. So, Antonio, thank you for the very good conversation here. I appreciate your knowledge and expertise. My friends, that brings us to the end of another program. Thank you very much for joining me. And that really is an honor to be here and share with you this way and have these wonderful callers call in. I know many of you are suffering, but warmer weather and better times are coming, my friends. I promise you that. I look forward to seeing you next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Good night and God bless.